Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service, today will be sunny with a high near 72 degrees. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 47. And on Tuesday mostly sunny with a high near 71. And in the news for today, in the weekly update from state and local COVID-19 reporting, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health, COVID-19 deaths among people who are not fully vaccinated more than doubled in the last month. According to latest data, Wisconsin saw 24.5 deaths per 100,000 people among those who were unvaccinated or not fully vaccinated in September. Hospitalizations also significantly increased among those who weren't fully vaccinated, with 122 hospitalizations per 100,000 people being reported in the last month, compared to 98.5 hospitalizations per 100,000 the month before. Since reporting began in March 2020, Wisconsin has had over 850,000 cases of the virus, with 9,162 deaths due to complications from the disease. In Vernon County, for the week ending October 15th, there had been no new hospitalizations or deaths reported, but the transmission rating remained at very high. There were 15 new cases reported at that time. And in other local news and an update on a developing story the Nearly Noon News has been covering, Viroqua's police chief said last Friday that after community discussion, the department is removing a controversial symbol from one of its squad cars. Chief Rick Niedfeld said in a statement that they were removing the thin blue line due to concerns over the imagery. The statement read, quote, "After hearing the comments and concerns brought forth from the Diversity Advisory Board and the public, I, along with the members of the Viroqua Police Department, have made the decision to remove the thin blue line from our squad car. Our office recognizes the different emotions that this symbol has brought to members of our community, and we want to make sure we are following our mission statement and core values as a department," end quote. The controversy about the symbols was brought to light at a meeting of the Viroqua Diversity Advisory Board last week, where public discussion was held via Zoom conference call. A variety of citizens shared their view of the symbol being used on city property, including a sign at the new police station on Nelson Parkway, police uniforms, and squad cars. The symbol of the thin blue line being used is seen by some as a display of police and community unity, while others see it as a sign of racial division. A group calling itself Back the Blue Vernon County held a rally on Saturday afternoon where a gathering of about 70 held the black, blue, and white flags and lined Main Street just north of the Vernon County Fairgrounds. The removal of the thin blue line symbol by the police appears to be isolated to one squad car that displayed a full blue line flag symbol over its back window. No indication has been made that would show that the blue line symbol was soon to be removed from any other police equipment or the outdoor sign. The decision to remove the decal did not come as a directive from the Diversity Advisory Board, since they did not vote on anything at their October meeting, except to table any discussion until November, and the council did not vote to have anything removed either. We will continue to follow the development of the story and report back as more news comes into us. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.